Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, October 19th, 2023. I'm Rob Dunwood. Netflix posted stronger than expected Q3 numbers, adding 8.76 million global subscribers during the quarter, higher than the 5.49 million projected by the street. Revenue was up 7.8% year-over-year to $8.54 billion, and global paid memberships were up 10.8% year-over-year to 247.15 million. Netflix also announced that it will immediately raise prices in the U.S. and other markets. The basic plan in the U.S. jumps to $11.99 per month from $9.99, and the premium plan goes up to $22.99 per month from $19.99. The price of its ad-supported and standard ad-free plans remains unchanged. According to reporting by The Insider, Elon Musk is contemplating removing X, formerly Twitter, from the EU to skirt the Digital Services Act anti-disinformation restrictions, which could cost the company 6% of global revenues if violated. A person familiar with the company said that Musk has become increasingly frustrated with having to comply with the DSA and has discussed pulling X from the block to avoid breaching EU law. EU users currently make up about 9% of X's global user base. After reporting a 20% drop in sales between July and September, Finnish telecom giant Nokia is cutting 9,000 to 14,000 jobs by the end of 2026. The move is expected to cut costs by 800 million euros to 1.2 billion euros. The company said it wants to act quickly by cutting costs by 400 million euros in 2024 and 300 million euros in 2025. Nokia has not said where the cuts will fall, but they were a necessary step to adjust to market uncertainty and protect long-term profitability and competitiveness. In other tech industry reduction force news, Google parent company Alphabet has laid off 40 to 45 workers at its Google News division. This move comes at a time when tech companies have become under scrutiny for being unable to stop the spread of misinformation over the Israel-Hamas conflict. Alphabet has also made cuts to its healthcare subsidiary Verily and self-driving car unit Waymo. Meta has announced that it is bringing its Telegram-like broadcast channels feature, which allows creators and public figures to share one-to-many messages to directly engage with their followers, to Facebook and Messenger. The channels feature, which first rolled out to Instagram and WhatsApp users, will come to the two platforms in the coming weeks. Meta is also testing disappearing voice messages in WhatsApp beta. The feature appears to be similar to WhatsApp's View Once feature for videos and photos, where voice messages will not be able to be listened to after a recipient dismisses it. It's not clear if or when the disappearing messages feature will roll out beyond WhatsApp beta. View Once is still in beta after nearly a year. The Microsoft Azure Incubations team has announced a new open-source open app platform for the cloud. Microsoft Radius is a cloud-native application platform that supports Azure, Amazon Web Services, and private clouds. Azure CTO Mark Rusinovich explains that Radius enables developers and platform engineers who support them to collaborate on delivering and managing cloud-native applications that follow corporate best practices for cost, operations, and security by default. Meta has temporarily introduced measures to limit potentially unwelcome or unwanted comments on posts about the conflict between Israel and Hamas. In an updated post detailing Meta's ongoing efforts regarding the war, the company said that it will change the default setting for people who can comment on new and public Facebook posts created by users in the region to only their friends and followers. As expected, Meta and TikTok have been added to the EU's formal probe into the spread of disinformation relating to the Israel-Hamas conflict. The EU is concerned about the possible spread of terrorist and violent content and hate speech after Hamas's attack on Israel. Both firms have a week to respond. Under its new tech rules, the EU can open a formal investigation if it's unsatisfied with their responses. And finally, WhatsApp has announced that it is rolling out the ability for users to use two accounts simultaneously, allowing you to switch between accounts in the same WhatsApp instance. While setting it up, you will need a second phone with a SIM or a phone with a physical or eSIM facility for multi-SIM. Users will be able to manage separate notifications and privacy settings for each account. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. And if you enjoy the show, remember to tell a friend to check us out. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.